Kevin, it was another defeat for the lads tonight. What did you make of the team's performance and their response to events the last few days?
It's been very hard for the players as well as, you know, obviously staff, because no players like managers to lose their job. And obviously I lost a few friends who lost their job, and I've got a lot to thank Tim for actually bringing me back to the football club, having left for a couple of years, and then obviously moving me to the development side, which we were progressing with, and we've put some very good things in place, and we hope we can progress that again. First half today, we stuck to our sort of game plan to frustrate what is one of the informed teams in the country, and in the end we actually probably created more chances than them. But if you don't take the chances, but they weren't clear-cut chances, but if you don't take those half chances, then it becomes difficult against a team like Southampton. Second half, it was a little bit more this and that, but they got the goal early, sort of 51st, 52nd minute, which now put us a little bit on the back foot. It was a good goal, but we could have probably stopped it slightly earlier in the proceedings, but we didn't. It probably was the first shot they'd had on target. They then get the second from another, which we thought was another individual error. But Southampton are a good football side. They're one of the top, as I say, one of the form sides in the Premier League. So we've got to pick ourselves up again and get stuck in and look for Monday's game.
You've clearly shouted yourself hoarse this evening, Kevin. I don't mean this to sound a flippant question. How much is confidence an issue at the moment with the players?
I think confidence is a big issue. Nobody likes being bottom of the league. Nobody, those players would have been hurting for Tim as well, because, you know, the club and Tim, we brought them in. As I say, like, they're professional sportsmen, but they're also people, and nobody likes to see anybody lose their job. But they are slightly lack of confidence. I said to them there, like, they've put in a right shift, they've created chances against one of the informed sides. Like, we've lost 2-1 and nobody likes to lose, because in professional sport you want to win everything you do. But we haven't. But you can't wallow in self-pity. You've got to get on, and so we've got to try and prepare them and get them prepared as well as we can for Monday night. And then hopefully we might get something out of that. If we don't, then we have to get stuck in them again, prepare them for the next game. So it's a merry-go-round from that point of view for us.
Do you have any idea at the moment, Kevin, how long you're going to be doing the caretaker job for?
No, not at all. I've not actually, apart from getting a phone call on Sunday morning to say, would I do the caretaker job? I haven't spoken to anybody at all, because 2 days is no time at all to try and get everything ready, because it's not just the case of setting this team up. You lose 3 members of staff. You then have to move members of staff up from lower down, so then they're short. So we're trying to make sure that the whole club, just because the first team lose members of staff, we have to still keep it. It's Aston Villa Football Club, not just Aston Villa First Team, so we're having to, you know, work things around for that. And I know people just only want to hear about Aston Villa First Team, but we try, in this situation, we're trying to make sure that nobody misses out, that we don't miss out, you know, because every day players miss, a younger age miss training, it's missing a chance to get better. So we're trying to do that. So we're mixing and matching. So it's very, very difficult for us at the time. So I haven't heard anything.
Just finally from me, Kevin, I mean, you know Aston Villa inside out. You've been in the club for, you know, on and off, nigh on 20 years. I mean, how for whoever, for you in the interim and for whoever comes in, how big a job is this at the moment to try and dig Aston Villa out of the hole they're in?
That's definitely a big job, because we're bottom of the league. But Aston Villa have got some good players. And Aston Villa is a well-supported club. It's a well-run club. And so I think once we were to get the first win, it would be like a snowball getting bigger and bigger. And I think that would get us all going. So whether it's me, whether it's somebody else, who knows? So, you know, if I'm in charge for Monday, if we manage to get a victory there, that'll set everything going again. So, you know, that's where we are. Professional sport is about trying to win, whether it's football or whatever. And we're trying to win. We're not trying to lose. Nobody tries to lose, no matter what other people say.
Would you like to have the job on a longer term basis or not?
That opportunity, I would doubt, because having seen what's been going on in the press, which you obviously know a lot more than I do.
I wouldn't bet on that.
It sounds like they're going down the road with speaking to 2 or 3 people. They've not spoken to me. As I say, I've not spoken to anybody at all about it. So I'll do my best what I can do for this club, and then we'll just take it from there. And
finally from me, I thought there were plus points tonight. I thought Rudy Gusev was a real handful, won everything in the air. I thought Kieran Richardson played. I thought actually for the first half you would have been a side.
Well, that's nice of you to say. We thought exactly the same, but we haven't won the football match, and that's a problem. A game's 90 minutes, but no, there are positives, and they can't wallow in self pity. They've got to stand up, but we've got to try and make them feel better as well. And that's the nature of professional sport, and especially in the Premier League.
One thing very quickly, if I may, Kevin, whoever the new man is and whenever they arrive, him and whoever he brings with him, you're going to have a very important role, aren't you? You and the coaches with you, you'll have information to pass on that those new people are going to have to take on board very quickly. That's really a very important role, don't you think?
Well, I'd like to think so, but let's be honest, whoever takes over will have probably information that, whoever they're speaking to will have information about the players at this football club already.
Sure.
Managers aren't that naive. They don't come in without knowing what's going on. They'll know most of the players. They'll know what they might think of them. They know what they might want to do with them. So, that's the issue. If they want any information from me, I'll be quite open and tell them what I think.